At stop 12, you're facing Goose Pond. Goose Pond is brackish, a mix of salt and freshwater. This bridge is a busy spot in the summer, bustling with birders and day campers. Often a trail naturalist is stationed here. The Austins reinforced the dam at Goose Pond to create diverse habitat. Today, we use the dam to actively manage water levels. From July through September, we draw down water levels, exposing mudflats in order to maximize feeding and resting habitat for fall migrating shorebirds and wading birds. During the summer, biodiversity is high at Goose Pond. Sheepshead minnows, the most abundant fish in the pond, share the water with mummichogs, killfish, small eels, and even painted turtles. Some years, Goose Pond is a nursery for Fowler's toads. When the tadpoles metamorphose and leave the pond in August, we often find tiny toads all over the trails. Crustaceans and macroinvertebrates attract many species of shorebirds. The small shorebirds that we call peeps run and feed on the exposed flats. These include semi-palmated sandpipers, least sandpipers, and semi-palmated plovers. Farther out, where the water deepens, greater and lesser yellowlegs feed. These large sandpipers really do have bright yellow legs. They have similar calls. Compare the two-noted call of the lesser yellowlegs. With the three-noted call of the greater yellowlegs. Snowy egrets and green herons prey on fish in Goose Pond. The green herons also spend time resting on posts and logs in the middle of the pond. Here's the squawking call of the green heron. Kingfishers hover overhead before plunging into water for fish. They often perch in nearby trees or on a post in the pond. Eastern phoebes catch insects from their perches on phragmites and small shrubs. Here's their phoebe call. Note that it is much less musical than the chickadee's melodic phoebe. You can hear many red-winged blackbirds calling from the Phragmites. Listen for the red wing's raspy conchleries. Muskrats, too, are attracted to Phragmites. Sometimes young ones will feed on grasses right here off the side of the boardwalk, oblivious to people, and you can hear them munching.
With your back toward marker 12, walk toward 10 o'clock and recross the boardwalk to the fence. Keeping the fence and hand railing on your right, walk along the boardwalk for approximately 25 feet until the fence ends and a tow rail begins. Continue to follow the tow rail on the right. The boardwalk ends and the path becomes sandy again. At the end of the tow rail, find the wooden guide rail that leads to marker 13. When you get to the marker, press 13.